How does healthcare look from the perspective of the hospital bed? Susan, a seriously ill patient on the ward, and Jack, her husband, reflect on the experiences they have had.
Bringing Susan into hospital, they said that she won't see it out. So for the first 4 days, we're there 24 hours a day. Just nipped home for odd hour, get some clean clothes, have a shave. Literally did everything for us there. Fed us, coffee. Well, nearly put a coffee machine outside of me. All I can say about the staff and such as that, helped my day along, and nights. There were always somebody there for you to talk to. Nurses, care assistants, even down to the lady with tea. She'd have a sit down, a chat, or you could go in and have a chat with her if you wanted to get out of the way while they were doing something with Susan. Or it's a tremendous ward. And I think that the thing that makes it a tremendous ward is the people that work on it. My brother were in here years and years ago, and then it was the old style hospital where Mason used to walk around and, you know, I mean, there were no laughs or jokes or all like that. I'll do anything for Sue. And while ever she's fit, I want her at home. After the care she gets when she comes in places like this, I don't get apprehensive when I've got to bring her in, because I know she's going to get good care from no matter who looks after her. It's easier at home, because you can do things in your own time, can't you?
I'm a person that adjusts very easily, really. I suppose more elderly people, they do get frightened. You are more one-to-one at home than what you are sort of in a ward where there's a few nurses. So I've got to know more or less who's ill now. Like your pharmacist will come in and check your drugs on a morning, and then you've got blood lady that comes to take your blood.
Drop.
With a thin needle. Please. Or she won't not be able to get a vein up. She ain't got any.
They normally take it out of here, Susan.
Yeah, they have been doing, yeah. Over, no one wanted it.
Mm.
But I've such got friends to find the veins that we can never find them. Sometimes it runs, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it stops.
Yeah. Stops in midstream.
Oh, they are lucky today.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
It's fine. Just press firmly on there, please, and keep your arms straight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And dusted. And then you've got your nurses that'll come and do your blood pressure and your temperature. And then another nurse might come and do your blood sugar. So you've got quite a few that are doing sort of different things. But once you get to sort of know who's ill, it don't bother me now. I know who's coming for what. That's all right by me. If it was somebody I didn't know, I would ask them. I would ask them, who are you and what have you come for? They do get to know you as you are a person, you are a name. You're not just a number that's laid in the bed, like number bed 16. You are an actual person. I'm a very fatty eater. And, I mean, the hot meals, some of them are very nice. Some I just don't like what's on menu. So I get my husband to fetch me a sandwich in, or a packet of crisps, or a chocolate biscuit. Or one of the nurses will even come down to the shop for you. If you can't get to the shop, they will actually come down to the shop for you and get you whatever they want, what you want. Dietitian came the other day and talked about supplements that you can get, like if you haven't got a big appetite.
Yeah.
They fetch them 3 or 4 times during the day.
But have you had any yet?
No, because it takes a while to get into the system, and I'll have gone home by the time mine gets through the system.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I know.
I think we ought to complain about it.
I'll have to ring them up and tell them, and take them home with me, in a big suitcase.
Well, no, I mean, it is ridiculous if you're in for a few days.
Well, that's what you should I got get your told yesterday. Through. Well, I thought I would get them last night. Well, then when I asked the lady in the kitchen, she says, no, check them out to get through the system. A couple of days, she said. So I don't know when I'll get them.
Are you going down for another
endoscopy? Yeah. So I won't be able to eat anything after midnight.
So is your appetite getting any better at all?
A little bit. I fancy something right scrumptious to eat and I don't know what I want.
Excuse me? Has this lady's supplements come up yet?
Well, a bit of cream crackers and ribeyes and, you know, cake and what have you.
Some scones up for this afternoon.
Is there?
Yep, 3 o'clock.
Oh, she just wondered if, you know, something else would come up.
Yeah, I thought it would come up for me. Oh. Okay, then.
I think they'll be for you.
Eh? Do you think so?
Yeah.
Right.
They've been great. Everything they've done, they've explained it and what it meant. And I have all but admiration for them. I mean, they brought Sue back, more or less. She fought as well, like. And that's a tremendous part of her character, is that. She keeps me going as well. But, like I say, I'm just... The admiration, that, well, it oozes out of me. And my son and daughter. It's hard for me and Sue, but it's 10 times harder for them. Because two... No, exactly. I mean, they know exactly what the problem is, and they know that before a time someone's going to die. But even in here, they've been tremendous towards them. I mean, it's not been doom and gloom. You can't have doom and gloom. You've got to be able to have a giggle with somebody just to take it away, just to take that hurt away. And they've done that with them too, and they found it fantastic. And again, that's all down to personality, people who were there at the time, and they can pick up on things like that.
I think you've got to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get told. And I do like to ask, and I do like to know what's going on. It's my body, so I want to know what they're putting in me, and why am I having this injection, and what is it for, and what is it going to do for me. If I want to know anything, I shall go and ask. Some doctors you get that'll stand and talk over your head. They won't talk at you. They will talk between the cells. And I don't like that. I like to be spoken to. So you just have to say, excuse me, but I am sat here. And some do apologise and think again. But I mean, none of nurses. You don't get ignored by any nurses. But I've had no problems. I think they've realised we need straight talking to, not going round corners and giving all these fancy names, because the layman don't understand it. You want it in plain and simple terms, so you can actually understand what they're talking about.
I think they have to deal with so many people, doctors, don't they? They're flitting backwards and forwards, just like Susan said, 100 miles an hour, and sometimes I presume, I don't suppose they know that they're doing it, but all you've got to do is, like anything else, just got to explain who you are and tell them what you want to know. And they'll tell you. They won't go around no corners if you don't want them to.
I think you need somebody to listen to you and have time to listen to you, which the nurses do. The doctors might be that little bit more rushed about than the nurses because the bleeps are going off or things like that. But they've really looked after me. They're not nurses and you're not a patient. You're a friend.
It's an awful thing for anybody to have to care in a situation like we have. I mean, we've got some good backup, so we're just going to take every day as it comes, aren't we? Yeah.